The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for February 6th of 2026. I have to really delve into something that I kind of glossed over during this week's episode because it illustrates to me who really are the defenders of this broken social, economic, and political system that's hurting the working class each and every day. Former Michigan governor from both sides of the aisle, Democrats James Blanchard and Jennifer Granholm, and Republicans John Engler and Rick Flintwater Crisis Snyder joined up to host some kind of conference about the need for more civility in our politics. It was called A Defining Moment for Civility, a forum with four governors. Exciting and sexy title, isn't it? Now, these four governors talked about the need for a return to normalcy, and if we can just get back to this nostalgic normal time, if we can just get back to the good old days of when politicians did whatever corporate lobbyist bosses told them to do so that they grab more money and power by screwing over the working class, but at least everyone would be screwing over the working class with a civil tone while doing it with a smile, then everything would just be so awesome again. Jennifer Granholm blamed social media, of course, influencers, of course, and podcasters, of course, for why we've gone off the rails in America. The former Democratic governor lamented how clicks drive the narrative and it leads to a hardening of politics. Right, because social media is to blame for Rush Limbaugh or for Newt Gingrich or Karl Rove, right? I mean, why do some of these corporate political hacks think that all of us have had our heads in the sand all these years? Now, to be fair, Granholm also said that she and her three former Governor Civility Police colleagues aren't turning a blind eye to how political discourse has significantly soured during the Trump regime years, yet she offered no solutions on how to combat the Trump regime's march towards fascism, other than by saying, hey, we've just got to be nice to each other. Look, I'm always as nice and civil as I can be to anyone because I can't be an angry person 24/7. It's just not in me, and it wouldn't be good for my mental health. And I was brought up to be a respectful person, at least to most people. But as MAGA Republicans, corporate authoritarians, and white nationalists continue to take over parts of this country, decimating the working class, erasing marginalized citizens and American history, and are threatening to send the ICE Gestapo to polling centers in this November's elections? Yeah, you see, this is political wartime, and civility is dead. I mean, haven't we been watching that with the Democratic leadership in Washington, D.C., how they always try to be so civil, and yet they keep on getting steamrolled by the MAGA Republican majority and by the Trump regime? And please, am I really going to have to listen to former Republican Governor Rick Snyder lecture all of us on being civil for the good of the old-fashioned ways of doing things? Really? I have to listen to that? I mean, what? Am I going to have to forget how he didn't do a thing when the Flint water crisis was happening due to the actions that he and his people took, or how he worked with the MAGA Republican legislature in his final weeks in office to essentially block any legal avenues to shut down the Line 5 Canadian oil pipeline, or how he stole money from public schools and gave lavish tax breaks to corporations and billionaires while gutting unions? Yeah, let's go back to those civil times. Let's be civil here, Rick. Let's be civil. Because I can tell you, there are a lot of people in Flint that really don't have it in them to be civil to you right now. Especially when you worked around the clock last year by joining up with big-time MAGA donors to reinstall MAGA Republicans to control the State House last year, giving us Matt Hall to run the show so that way he could spend all his time attacking trans kids in the state. Yeah, let's talk about how that's helping bring an air of civility to our politics, to our political discourse, Ricky. To think that these past four governors could even live with themselves to appear at such a ludicrous event during the same week where the latest batch of Epstein files reveals how this interconnected cabal of billionaire and political oligarchs talk to each other behind the scenes to find ways to screw over the working class, to find ways to do sick things with young girls. Not to mention, of course, how they were all dealing with a convicted pedophile and sex offender is beyond disgusting and beyond immoral. And I think now we're learning why the Trump regime didn't want to release those files, since it contained many MAGA donor friends, some of which Democrats coveted as well. And let's not forget that Dear Leader Trump this week said his federal government should take over elections in Detroit because, to he and his white nationalists in the regime, Black Americans having the right to vote is just plain wrong. Oh, I miss the days when MAGA used to always talk about states' rights. Oh, but those were the good old days of calmness, of normalcy, and civility, I'm told. The hell with civility. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, Twitter, and on Patreon. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Take the battle to them.